Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let me just say very briefly on Herman Cain, since all of you otherwise have asked me. I think it's a very difficult situation for he and his family. My heart goes out to them. I hope that he reaches whatever is the right decision for them. And beyond that, I'm not going to have any comment. I think it's his decision to make, and he has to do what he thinks is best.
I think that Rick Perry's slide in the polls benefits me. I think that with Herman Cain. And I think now we're re-looking at Newt Gingrich because of more information is coming out. I think those who are the common sense conservative voters are looking for their champion. I've been their champion. I'm their tested champion. And now I think they'll be coming home.
There are two very different takes on Herman Cain's situation, with Newt Gingrich saying it's a difficult private matter and he doesn't want to comment on it at all, while Michelle Bachmann says that this, like Rick Perry's slide in the polls, will be to her benefit. That's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you along as we talk about Herman Cain. Listening now to Neil Cavuto, who's working over his decision, that is Cain's decision, to reassess his campaign.
You were saying to yourself that you were reassessing. Does that mean you are thinking of quitting?
No, it means I'm reassessing, and that's the same as the terminology reevaluating. And I'm looking at four factors. First, the impact on my family. Neil, I have denied these charges, but the fact that sometimes they are distorted, it hurts my family when they are twisted sometimes in the media. So I have got to make that my number one priority. Secondly, I'm looking at the feedback that I have gotten from my supporters. And I can tell you right now, it has been overwhelmingly positive for me to stay. Third, some people will convict me in the court of public opinion and might cause them not to contribute. Well, the first day that story broke, contribution dropped way off. Guess what? They're moving back up. Because I happen to think that a lot of the American people are starting to see through this whole character assassination on me. And so those are the things that I am reassessing, and I will make a decision over the course of the next several days, starting with the assessment with my family, because that is absolutely my number one priority.
All right, now, this ginger white woman, I know you dismissed the idea of a sexual relationship with her.
Yes.
But nevertheless, you did give her money over the years, and that raised questions, a basic one, why?
Well, Neil, over the years, because I have been successful, I have helped many people financially. I have helped people to stay in their homes. I've helped people to, you know, be able to buy groceries directly, not through an organization. She was someone that I considered a friend, although it's apparently she's not, that I was helping because she was having financial troubles. And it was over an extended, it was over 2.5 years that I was able, that I was doing this because of the job market. And so this, she's not the only person that I have helped. I have helped a lot of people. The only thing about this particular one is, yes, she happened to be female. But yes, I've helped a lot of people.
But then,
stay
you know,
their
I guess what,
be able to
what
pay
got
them
the
rent.
Story going around was the fact that she had 61 texts or calls, some of them at 4 or 5 in the morning. And that led some to believe, well, this had to be more than just helping out a friend in need. What do you say to that?
Well, what I say to that is, that by itself doesn't tell you the whole story. If she were texting me at 4 or 5 in the morning, wanting to know if I could help her with her rent or help her with her car note, that doesn't mean that I was calling her. And the other thing about those phone calls, which we have requested that we be given access to them, my attorney and I, is what really was the pattern of those? All it says was 61 calls. I talked to a lot of people 61 times. We don't even know over what period of time.
But you know, I guess people are wondering
that.
Now, Herman, since this came to light, is could there be others who will come forward who maybe you will argue you did not have any sort of a relationship with, but that it will raise questions. Well, there are text messages. There are other women. I might not have had a relationship per se with them, but they were friends. Can you say unequivocally tonight that there were any others that might be coming forward?
Neil, I was in business for over 40 years. I have worked with and helped a lot of people, male and female. There is no way for me to say unequivocally that somebody else may not come up.
Up next, more opinion and reactions to the latest Herman Cain scandal on the Countdown.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. Oscar winner George Kennedy has just finished his autobiography, called Trust Me. And from his home in Idaho, George told me he can't believe how quickly time has flown.
It is not just having aches and pains. It is the sneakiness of the way it all got there.
While filming Earthquake, George confesses, it took him several takes to reach under Victoria Principal's clothing to find a puppy.
Well, I had to reach into his shirt. I really didn't look very hard for the dog.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Johnny Depp sails again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate things in Friends with Benefits. And Danny McBride forces Jesse Eisenberg to rob a bank in 30 minutes or less. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Talk Radio in Review. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about. We have Herman Cain in our sights, presidential race in general from the GOP side. Here are hosts Ro Khan and Richard Roper talking to former Republican Committee Chairman Michael Steele about whether Cain can still salvage his campaign.
It was bad the last couple of weeks with these women making allegations, but especially the woman from Chicago, this Bialik woman, that one didn't seem to really stick because there were all kinds of other questions, and Gloria Allred was involved, and it just didn't. I think he could have gotten past that, and I think he did effectively get past it. Now, this woman who's going to have this connection to him, true or not true, I think it's going to, people are always going to wonder this. The question now the campaign must ask itself is, can they pull the Clinton and get beyond this and get around it and it's okay? Or is it going to be so crushing because he was kind of a second-tier moving to first-tier candidate that he can't afford this kind of loss of equity?
Well, I think, yeah, I think that's part of the questioning that folks will have about all of this, I think, is compounded by the fact that she's a woman with evidence. She's got text messages at 4 a.m. She's got phone call records and all of that that she's already displayed. In fact, the episode where the reporter took her phone, dialed the number, and Herman called her back. Called the number back, and the reporter answers the phone during the press conference. So you've got all of these things that people now evaluate and decide whether or not any of this is crushing to the campaign, or like in other instances, they put it in the proper context, weigh it, and decide it's not that significant. Now, having said that, you've got to take in consideration his wife, Gloria, who was just on TV 2 weeks ago speaking on this subject. This relationship is different. This is not a claim of sexual harassment. This is an affair. This is a claim of a long-term affair. So that's a whole different kind of conversation people are going to have.
She said famously to Great Events Western, "That is not the Herman I know." And yeah, that may well be because, again, those are the claims made by Ms. Bialek here. And when I saw that, my opinion shot right to, yeah, you know what, I'll bet you something happened between the two of them, but she's adding a good 30-40% to the intrigue of this, and how consensual was all of that, and what signals was she sending versus what signals he was sending, and it took so long for him to come out. I mean, I saw a scenario in which they may have been in the same space together, but yep, maybe the conversation being a little different. And now, in this case, this woman, when she's saying things, that may ring a bell with Mrs. Kane that is not so good. And that then you have to weigh, because this campaign, please read through the political rhetoric of this, Michael. The campaign said today we're reassessing. What is that? When you hear that as a former chairman of the RNC, what does that mean?
Well, it means that you're looking at your options right now, and none of them are necessarily good. And I spoke with Herman today about that, and he those were his words to me directly as I, you know, talked to him. And I wanted him to know straight up, you know, for me, look, you know, I got phone calls from people and reporters who are looking to do stories on, you know, folks telling Herman to get out of the race and all of that. That's not what my phone call to him was about. It was, you know, a phone call to a friend that says, look, you know, I want to let you know this is before I'm here. If you need to talk about stuff, number one, I'm there for that. Number two, you need to consider your wife now. You need to really look at what this is doing to her, your relationship with her, truth or not with the allegations. These things take a toll on families, and no spouse wants to be in a position where everyone is looking at their husband or their wife as a cheater, as an adulterer, again, true or not. And that is something that takes a toll. You've got to weigh that. You've got to consider it.
Host Brian Wilson here with Congressman Alan West of Florida, who thinks Kane is a distraction and it's time for him to lead the race.
I want to tap into your political acumen and talk about the presidential race right now.
I mean,
you know, there's three things going on. First, the ascendancy of Newt Gingrich in the polls, which is undeniable across the board.
Oh, absolutely.
There is, you know, the fact that many people believe that Mitt Romney is the guy who can actually beat Obama, and that's a topic up for debate. And then, you know, as a side note, there's this thing going on with Herman Cain. Your thoughts?
Well, let's start with the last one first. What's going on with Mr. Kane? I think that really, you know, beyond reassessing his campaign, he probably needs to understand that he is a distractor for what's going on right now, and we should move on. That would be my advice to him if I had the opportunity and if he asked me. When you look at what's going on with the two-man race, which is really between Governor Romney and former Speaker Gingrich, once again, you're seeing with Governor Romney, he is, you know, hit a certain plateau. I mean, he normally nationally is about 25-27%, can't break through. And I think Speaker Gingrich is the next in line of individuals who have, for conservatives, they're looking for someone other than Romney. And that has been, you know, Michelle Bachmann, then Rick Perry, Herman Cain, and now Speaker Gingrich. But I think that Speaker Gingrich does bring a lot of political intellect and experience to the table. His ideas that he is able to bring forth are, you know, exceptional. And I think that's what makes him very viable. Now, of course, as I have said before, he does have that 200-pound rucksack on his back with, you know, a lot of the personal baggage that, you know, people are going to come at him, you know, about. But, you know, one thing that really perplexes me, no one talked about a lot of the associations that President Obama had. No one talked about a lot of the things that in his personal life, the drug use and things along that line. Now all of a sudden there's that that duplicitous hypocrisy that they want to try to, you know, bring on the Republican candidate. So I think that we just have to stand on principles and issues, and I think it's going to be a two-man race when you boil it down.
Next up, a couple of other candidates will be heard here on the Talk Radio Review.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know that we focus on the world of talk radio and talk television, and that certainly includes the 2012 presidential race. Here's host Greg Garrison with Jed Babin, former U.S. Deputy Undersecretary to George Bush, about Gingrich and his recent comments regarding global warming.
I started firing up a little bit about Newt Gingrich, and I think, well, maybe I can forgive some of my irritation with him. And then he comes out and says, well, I'm agnostic on the issue of global warming, and there's no way, if he availed himself of the vast quantum of information that is out there, that he could say that. He's too smart. All he'd have to do is read two Chris Horner books, and he'd know better than that. And I don't know, you know, I had listeners saying, well, you know, he's triangulating. He's making sense. He's going to hug the middle here to keep the young people from running from him. And then maybe he can rule from the right. That's an Obama term, rule. Govern or lead, but then not, it's ruling. That's what they say. So tell me about him. What do you think of him at this point?
Well, look, I think he's, as Fred Thompson said of himself 4 years ago, Fred said something like, well, I'm the tallest midget in the room.
Yeah.
Look, none of these eight guys are perfect. I think six of them are either fools or just not ready for prime time. I don't like Rick Perry. I don't think Herman Cain has a flippin' clue about foreign policy and national security matters.
When you don't know which one Libya is, I'm having trouble.
Yeah, and you can't even say why you disagree with Obama on Libya. You know, you just shouldn't be there. Mm. Just get off and get ready, and, you know, try again some other day if you can prepare yourself. I mean, he's kind of a...
Well, there'll be a place for him in the right cabinet.
Well, yeah, not anything to do with foreign policy.
No, but money.
But getting back to our buddy Newt, Newt is not perfect, not by a long shot. He's done a lot of things and said a lot of things that a lot of conservatives have very good reason to disagree with. But I'm just looking at, to me, the most important thing on the planet. You know, you don't get a chance to recover the economy. You don't get a chance to debate issues like the social issues like abortion and so forth. You don't get a chance. None of that stuff works. You can't win the future unless you first secure it. And if you look at those eight, Newt Gingrich is the only guy who understands national security and foreign policy. He's the only grown-up in the room.
Host Matt Patrick talking to Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio about his support aimed at Rick Perry.
Why Rick Perry and none of the others? I understand you were pretty hard on the other candidates that came looking for your endorsement.
Well, I don't know about hard. They came to visit me in my office. We had nice conversations. They're all nice people. But I like the governor of Texas. He's doing a great job. He's a law and order guy, very positive towards veterans and cops, and he's done a lot about the illegal immigration at the border.
Sheriff Joe,
what else do you need?
The governor is also the guy that that signed in the Texas Dream Act, which many would say lures illegals here to get an education in the state of Texas. That doesn't bother you at all?
Well, that was over 10 years ago, and that wasn't his bill. The legislature passed that bill. I think only four dissented. So why are we concerned about that? Everybody's talking to me about that. Why don't they say what the good things the governor did to fight immigration by sending the National Guard, the DTS, Texas Rangers, to patrol the border? What governor has ever sent that type of resources to patrol the border?
Joe, I like Perry. I do. I like him a lot. He's my governor. We've watched him stumble in debates as recently as yesterday, confusing the voting age with the drinking age. Do you think this could derail his campaign at all before it even really gets started?
Well, you know what? It proves he's human. He's not a robot. He's not wind up at all these debates. He speaks from the heart. So everybody makes a mistake. Big deal. I mean, why are we worried about a couple of verbal mistakes? That's not the big picture. That's disgusting, the way the media is covering him.
All right, stand by. The latest on Congress and the failed super committee. Yep, we're still talking about that because the World of Talk Radio is talking about it.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. Visit Best Buy or BestBuy.com this week and save $70 on a Kodak Hero 9.1 all-in-one printer. This week only at Best Buy. Valid through Saturday, December 3rd. Lowest ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
O'Reilly. Don't waste time and money this holiday season driving all over town in search of the perfect gift. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase gift cards. They're available for any amount and can be used at the store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly gift cards take the guesswork out of Christmas. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through our countdown in this hour, anyway. Doug Steffen, welcome back in as we get into the failed super committee. Once again, our attention goes to talk host Chris DeGaulle, who has Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania on board. He was a member of the special super committee, and they talk about what Toomey thinks needs to be the way forward.
It's noticeable, Senator, how much attention is being paid to you. It's not like people are running to the other 11 members of this super committee. It seems the press is very interested, and I don't know if it's because you're more accessible. I don't know what it is. Can you tell me why it seems as though what Pat Toomey has to say about deficits, debt, spending, a new way forward, why so many people seem to be so interested in what you have to say?
Well, Chris, I do think there's been a lot of attention paid to several of the other guys on the committee as well. I played a big role in developing a framework that Republicans put on the table, which was acknowledged on the Democratic side as a breakthrough, and it was, it would have been tremendously pro-growth. It would have avoided the biggest tax increase in history. It would have created millions of jobs. And since I did have a role in designing that, I think that is probably part of the reason that there's been a little bit of focus on my work on the committee and since. But it was a team effort. There were a lot of folks that worked awfully hard. In the end, we're all just incredibly disappointed because Democrats would just really essentially at the end of the day never accept anything less than a $1 trillion tax increase. And, that was just a non-starter.
You know, we talked last, it was Veterans Day, just as this deadline was looming, and you were pretty frustrated by then. You'd written a piece in the Wall Street Journal basically saying what you just said. And I asked you then, did you even agree in concept with the need for the super committee? You were emphatic no. You didn't like this process. You didn't want it anyway, but this was the, these were the cards you were dealt, so you were doing your best with it. But it's interesting, it's still being reported. Chris Christie on Monday, I don't know if you heard his comments, really railing on Obama, appropriately so, for not leading, but he said that, gosh, everybody's so frustrated. The Occupy movement, the Tea Party movement, they share in similarity their frustration that this super committee, for instance, didn't get the work done. I fundamentally disagree with that, Senator. I don't think Tea Partiers are furious that the super committee didn't reach an accord. I think Tea Partiers, you tell me if I'm wrong, are pleased that government seems to be working right now as it should, which is when there is such fundamental disagreement about the way forward. Principled men like you are standing up and saying, no, we're not hiking taxes in the aggressive manner you want. It's deadly to our economy. I think gridlock is good, in other words, in cases like these.
Yeah, to a degree, I agree. And there is...
Yeah, you know, there is a big divide in America right now. We are at an inflection point as a country, I think. You know, this president and the Democrats who controlled Congress for the first half of his administration, they've taken America in a direction we have never gone before. A vast expansion of the power of the federal government, its control over the economy, massive increase in spending, which can only lead to lower economic output and performance, and all the rest is a big lurch in the direction of Europe. And, you know, the Tea Party movement came about in response to that, saying we don't want to go there. We want to continue to be the exceptional, the unbelievably wonderful country we have been with unprecedented opportunity. We can still be that country, but we can't if we go down this path.
Talk host McGraw-Milhaven with former Senator John Danforth of Missouri about the gridlock in Congress over taxes, cuts in the budget, and the deficit.
As you sit and watch this current debate over the payroll tax, where your party is blocking a payroll tax in which taxes might go up January 1, what are your thoughts as you watch this?
Well, my thoughts are that the big problem with our country is that we are spending so much money, more money than we're taking in. For every dollar that the federal government spends, it's only taking in 60 cents in taxes. And that's created a terrible long-term problem, and Congress has been unable to deal with it. And would I favor extending the payroll tax holiday? Sure. But what are we going to be doing long-term? I mean, it's always easy to forego revenue, or it's always easier to spend money than to figure out what we're going to do about the long-term health of the country. So I would like to see some sort of renewal of the effort to try to get our act together.
I think everybody would agree with you. But speaking from my perch, when these politicians come in and sit down and talk about cutting spending, then you ask them, okay, great, what do you want to spend or cut, and nobody comes up with an answer.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I think that there are a lot of answers. I think that one of the really creative people in Congress has been Congressman Paul Ryan, and his budget proposal was enacted by the House Republicans. And I think really the problem looking down the road is the entitlements, and particularly the cost of Medicare and Medicaid, and what we're going to do about that. And the president's program, the so-called Obamacare, while it claimed to, as he put it, bend the cost curve, it really didn't do it. It just added another entitlement program. So we've got to deal with that. And I think that this is the big problem.
Up next, the latest on the sex abuse scandal in Syracuse, here on the Talk Radio Review.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work, all the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse our large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code Doug10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstrings sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev,
tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Okay, so next on the Talk Countdown, the situation at Syracuse University. From CNN, Anderson Cooper talking to ESPN's Mark Schwartz. Schwartz broke the story about assistant coach Bernie Fine and the abuses that are going on or have been going on at Syracuse.
You waited 8 years to make this recording public. The police didn't even know about the tape until very recently. Was there, I mean, and obviously there's very serious accusations. There's the possibility that other boys, if this is true, that other boys were victimized or being victimized. Was there a discussion at ESPN about releasing this tape at the time or about even telling the authorities about the tape at the time?
Well, you know, journalists are not necessarily required or expected to hand over evidence that they did not obtain or create themselves to the police, Anderson. I'm sure you know that. But I think at the very highest levels of our network, the best and brightest talked about this story, and it was worthy of some serious debate. We talked about it. We had Bobby Davis, who made very serious allegations, who made them consistently over the course of many different interviews. His story never varied. If he didn't have an answer, he would not supply one. He would say he did not know. However, we did not have a second corroborating witness. We did have that audio tape, which we did not produce. But until we had a second corroborating witness, and that turned out to be his stepbrother, who we did speak to briefly in 2003, we would not go forward with the story. That was our decision as a company. It didn't meet our standard of reporting.
And in 2003, did the stepbrother have a different story, or did he not want to talk, or what did he say back then?
Well, I remember speaking with him briefly on the phone. Bobby Davis put us in touch with Mike Lang, and I asked him what his experience has been with Bernie Fine. He said, well, you know, Bernie used to grab my leg. I said, did he do anything more than that? And he said, no, not really. I don't really want to talk about this anymore. And that was our experience with a lot of the young men that Bobby Davis introduced us to 8 years ago.
How much did the Penn State scandal, that story breaking, affect or impact your decision to go forward with this story now or revisit this story?
Well, it didn't affect our decision to go forward with the story at all. But what it did do, when that scandal broke, Bobby Davis texted his stepbrother, Mike Lang, and said, here it goes all again. This sounds just like what happened to me with Bernie Fine. Mike Lang remembered talking to me in 2003. He called his brother, who he says he's only spoken to three times in the last 8 years, and he said, Bobby, this Penn State thing makes me sick. This Bernie Fine thing makes me sick. We've got to do something about this. I want to talk about what happened with me, Bobby. What do I do? Bobby said, well, what I would do is possibly call Mark Schwartz. He was fair to me the first time. I got a tearful call, Anderson, from Mike Lang. I was sitting in a satellite truck covering the Penn State scandal in State College, and a man calls and says, Mark, I'm Mike Lang. Do you remember me? I said, I very much do, Mike. He says, this has got to stop. Bernie Fine abused me, too. We've got to do something to stop this. So that is the first time that Mike Lang came forward and corroborated what his stepbrother had said happened to him 8 years before.
And have you looked into it all, this new accuser who's now come forward?
I have spoken with him. Zachary Tomaselli from Lewiston, Maine, I have spoken with him. The police have spoken with him. And, you know, he's told his story to me in depth.
Here's host Victoria Taft talking to Kevin Smith, chairman of the Ethics Committee in the Society of Professional Journalists, about how long ESPN had the audio tape which implicated Bernie Fine.
What do you think of this?
Well, it's kind of confusing. I've been following this story with ESPN, and I seem to be conflicted because ESPN seems to, you know, be throwing up mixed signals about their standards of reporting and what they hold to be, you know, ethical standards. And then, you know, I'm seeing, you know, things like sitting on tapes that supposedly could corroborate the stories that you're working on. I'm a little confused by their policies and their stance on this.
Uh-huh. That's a nice way of saying they seem to be talking out of both sides of their mouth.
Well, I appreciate and I support ESPN when they come out and said that they have standards of reporting that that they need to adhere to, and that one person telling you a story, that you need to have corroboration. And I think that's outstanding that they do that, because quite honestly, let's face it, in today's journalism world, people rush to report and tell stories without verifying that information. So from that standpoint, I will commend them. However, I guess the thing that concerns me is that how do you sit on a story for this long, particularly after you've had a tape which seems to provide some corroboration, at least from the wife of the man who was molesting the kids, and you don't move that story one way or the other?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, 9 years. 9 years they sat on that thing.
You know, I was a journalist for 30 years, and I can tell you that if you've got a story like this, you don't throw it in cold case file and let it sit. You either work it until it proves to be false, or you work it until you break the story. But you don't, you know, come back to it like Christmas decorations every so often and dust them off and say, yeah, they're still there, the lights are still working, and you pass on it and wait till, you know, sometime later. It just doesn't make sense what they're telling us.
Meanwhile, in the Penn State case, talk host Michelle Tafoya talked to attorney Jeff Anderson about the civil suit he's filing against Jerry Sandusky, against Penn State, and against Sandusky's charity, The Second Mile.
This is a 29-year-old identified as John Doe. What was the first thing that he told you as his lawyer that you can tell us?
Well, what the clients tell me, I do not reveal, but I can, in essence, tell you that he disclosed to us that he had been abused, and we were the first ones he had ever disclosed that to, and that was just recently. He's now almost 30 years old, and he had suffered in silence for years. And it was only after he saw the revelations of the grand jury report and Sandusky's interview where he denied it, and that they learned that there were other kids out there that this had happened to, that he was able to find the courage to share the secret with us, and then with law enforcement, and thus we took this action today in Philadelphia with the singular purpose of really bringing heat and light to this issue to protect other kids. It really demonstrates a systematic and institutional failure on so many levels and really a concealment of this for so long.
Jeff, I would imagine that you've got to be careful when a client comes to you. It would seem that maybe a lot of young men would come and say, oh, yeah, sure, I'm going to get on this bandwagon and sue because there might be some money. So what kind of research do you have to do to make sure that this young man's claims are correct?
Well, that's a fair question, but and I'll answer it. And I can tell you that there's no doubt about the trustworthiness of most of these reports we received, and in particular this one, is corroborated by a number of other things, and corroborated by the grand jury reports and a number of other things. So there's no question about that.
Up next, American Airlines. The bankruptcy filing has people talking, especially on business and money stations. That's next on the countdown.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So you know about American Airlines. They filed for bankruptcy on Tuesday, the last of the legacy carriers to do this. They didn't want to do it, but apparently they've got to push some people around. Here's host John Gambling talking to aviation expert John Nance about what he thinks people need to know.
Should we make much of this bankruptcy?
Well, the only thing travelers need to be concerned about is exactly what they were concerned about before, because life will go on. I happen to be one of the people from Braniff International, which was the first airline to collapse after deregulation, and it collapsed because we had an individual who didn't realize you can fly right through bankruptcy and just reorganize. So this is something we're all familiar with. There's not going to be any disruption. Unfortunately, that's not true for the stockholders. It's not true for the employees. But the tale here is, as you're aware, goes back quite a ways. American was the only major airline to avoid bankruptcy, and they did the honorable thing, but now it's really caught up with them because of a lack of action on Congress's part.
But what does the bankruptcy accomplish that the management couldn't?
Basically, what it does is reorganize forcefully the debt, which is in the billions. Their capitalization is simply not where it should be, and the debt is too high, so this is a form of shedding the debt. Unfortunately, John, one of the things that it just, I know this is going to happen. Now, maybe they'll do it better than the others did, but by dumping the pensions and all the obligations that they've got, they're going to dump them on us through the Pension Guarantee Corporation, basically a public function. Which will only pay a fraction of what's there. They, like all the other companies that have done this, have been allowed to underfund their pensions, and now we're going to pay the difference, and the employees are going to pay the difference by losing sometimes up to 60 or 70% of their pensions. United Airlines is one of the first airlines to do this, and as far as I'm concerned, there should be people in orange jumpsuits spending the rest of their life in prison for this. We as a society have failed to make it criminal, and so some poor guy who's worked for 45 years and was was retiring on $7,000 a month has all of a sudden got $2,000 a month.
Talk host Jimmy Cefalo with financial analyst Clark Hodges about what American Airlines bankruptcy filing may mean for travelers and to the employees at AA.
Let's take it from the perspective of why American filed at this time. Was it just the breakdown of negotiations with the unions, or was there something else behind this?
I think that has a lot to do with it, but I do think that they, you know, they realize going forward their cost structure is so out of whack, their costs, their expenses are so high, and this is really a standard procedure, if you will, in the airline industry for these airlines to do this. File Chapter 11 is done often. Americans are the last major airline to do it. So I think it was a given. If you looked at the stock and how the stock had been trading, you could pretty much say that something was going on, and it looked like they were going to file Chapter 11.
Yeah. Clark, how low did the stock get yesterday? Did it get down to well below a dollar, didn't it?
Yeah. It on Monday closed at around $1.60-something, and yesterday it traded as low as 25 cents.
Wow. Are the people who will actually buy it thinking that they're simply going to come out of the stronger and better in bankruptcy and will emerge from Chapter 11 a better company?
Probably. You can't say people are buying it for that, because if you own the stock, you're basically out of luck. The reason it traded yesterday was probably to cover short positions and things like that.
I see.
Clear up some books. Obviously, people can sell the stock and take a loss on it. But as a strategy to go in and buy it, you need your head examined
yeah,
to do that.
Yeah,
because it's filed Chapter 11.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, so tell me what happens to us who are the flying public. The American says that our flights will not be altered. If you're a frequent flyer member in their Advantage program, it will not. Mark?
But here's my concern.
Go ahead.
Okay, so now employees are going to have to make concessions because American Airlines is going to be cost-cutting. Now our flight experience, I'm throwing this out there, may be affected adversely because you're going to have disgruntled employees who are going to have to make concessions and they're going to be pissed about it. Thoughts?
Well, I'll give you my opinion. American, to me, has value in their routes, but their customer service is lacking, to say the least, and this is my opinion. So the flying experience, in my opinion, can't get any worse. They have an air about them of, you know, you we're doing you the favor here. And, you know, will that continue? Probably. But I think that's what happens when you give unions so much power and these employees feel, I could tell you story after story after story. I'm like, I can't believe this is actually happening, and I'm the customer here.
Right.
And so I don't see that being a big factor, personally. You and I go to the airport, we'll still board the plane. We won't be able to tell they filed Chapter 11. The good news, if you own the frequent flyer miles, is they have to honor those under the new entity, because if they don't, they'll lose massive amounts of customers.
Yeah, no.
That's the way we're tied to America. So,
yeah.
You know, we'll be fine as consumers. We won't really notice any of that.
Check out the information. It's all over the Doug Steffen website. The focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is right there prominently at DougSteffen.com.
Hi, I'm